CBS News, I'm Douglas Edwards. Attorney General Edwin Meese says he feels gratified now that independent counsel James McKay has found no evidence to date that could lead to an indictment against him. Meese met with reporters in Washington within the hour to say that he has no intention of resigning and that nominees for top jobs in the Justice Department left vacant by resignations will be announced next week. Deborah Potter reports.
Meese said he has no intention of stepping aside based on what he called allegations by unscrupulous people. He conceded that the reason two of his top aides resigned this week was their concern that the investigation of Meese by a special prosecutor was hampering the work of the Justice Department. But he rejected charges that he has become a liability.
I doubt that it's very widely held, and I have had so many expressions to me personally to the contrary, so that I think that the action that I'm taking is in the best interest of the department, and I'm satisfied with that.
Meese said reports that he is preoccupied with the investigation and putting in very little time on the job are totally untrue, and he said he intends to carry on with his duties as long as the president wants him to. Deborah Potter, CBS News at the Justice Department.
Secretary of State Schultz is gearing up for another round of shuttle diplomacy in the Middle East. Schultz, now in Rome, is expected to arrive Sunday in Israel with a U.S. peace plan that has won few friends. Democratic Senator Alan Dixon of Illinois is urging Schultz to stay away from the PLO.
I think that the secretary, who I consider to be a reasonable, moderate, and fair-minded man, can make a great and important contribution by talking to the Israelis, the Syrians, the Jordanians, the Palestinians, others that we've indicated, and I don't want to see him get off on the wrong foot talking to the PLO, because that's surely a good way to turn off Israel, and I think it's a good way to turn off a lot of Americans as well.
The PLO has called on Palestinian leaders to boycott any meetings that involve Schultz. Security was tight in Israel as Jews began Passover and Christians marked Good Friday. Israeli officials reopened the occupied territories, and there were reports that two Arabs were killed in a clash with soldiers outside a West Bank mosque. The nation's unemployment rate fell to a decade-low 5.6% in March. The Labor Department says the drop is a sign that the workforce may have stopped growing. Jimmy Swaggart's future is again the topic of discussion in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. District officials of the Assemblies of God Church are meeting to review their three-month suspension of Swaggart. The fiery preacher, who says he'll return to the pulpit in May, was told by national church officials to stop preaching for 1 year, this as punishment for his involvement with a prostitute. At 3 minutes past the hour, this is CBS News.
These pants shrunk over the winter.
Wrong, big guy. You stretched. Which reminds me, you forgot to take this.
My Flintstones? Uh-huh. What's that got to do with stretching?
Everything. Flintstones has vitamins like A and C to help you grow and be healthy. Calcium, too.
Maybe they'll help me stretch out of that pink, hairy sweater Grandma gave me.
We're Flintstones kids. 10 million strong.
And growing.
Sears has it. A heavy-duty shock for your car as low as $4.99 plus installation. Just $4.99. That's half price and definitely our lowest price of the season. In fact, now through Saturday at Sears, all shocks for your car or light truck are 10 to 50% off. 10 to 50% off. Great prices for a smooth ride. Sears has it, so come and get it. We install confidence with no appointment needed. Days, nights, and weekends.
There's more for your life.
Sale ends Saturday.
At Sears.
Campo Corporation of Canada has won a bitter fight with Macy's over Federated Department Stores. Campo has agreed to pay more than $6.5 billion for the parent company of Bloomingdale's and Abraham and Strauss stores. Campo also agreed to let Macy's buy two major divisions of Federated. President Reagan has begun a 10-day Easter vacation in California. Before leaving Washington, Mr. Reagan put pen to paper signing the new Contra aid bill. A White House spokesman says the president hopes the next round of peace talks, set to start soon, will help bring about democratic reforms in Nicaragua. End of an era in broadcasting. After 46 years in the business, a man who's graced the radio airwaves is packing it in and moving on. Today may be my last day, but I'm talking now about 68-year-old Simon Geller. For nearly three decades, he's run a one-man radio station in Gloucester, Massachusetts. This is CBS News.
4 years at the university couldn't compare to the education Carol May had received from her Dodge Omni America. It could have been her second major, with all it taught her about value. Omni was loaded with over 40 standard features, and at $59.95, it was base sticker priced almost $1,300 less than the Ford Escort GL four-door. Of course, it didn't take a rocket scientist to know that standard equipment levels vary, or of the tremendous savings when you add Omni's automatic transmission package. Those, she pontificated, are based on sticker prices of package items sold separately. Yes, Carol knew her stuff, and proved it by reciting the details of Omni's 770 protection plan. I can see the limited warranty and its restrictions at my dealer, she'd say. Plus, base sticker price excludes tax, options, and destination charge. So now when Carol Maynard drives proudly across campus, she gets plenty of attention. Is it the Omni? Or is it the gold star she wears on her forehead for being so darn smart? For value at the top of its class, it's gotta be a Dodge Omni America.
Douglas Edwards, CBS News.